We are joined right now by a studio analyst for the NFL Today. 15 seasons as Steelers head coach, 10 postseason appearances, 8 divisional titles, 2 AFC championships as a coach. He led the Steelers to a Super Bowl win in the 2005 season. He was the 1992 NFL Coach of the Year, and he is a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame Class of 2020. He is Bill Cowher. Bill, it's so good to have you on the show. How are you?
Doing good, Romy. Yeah, pretty surreal. Still a little bit of a whirlwind right here.
Yeah, why don't we start right there? You've had a couple of days for it to sink in, and in part, Bill, you answered the question, but what's it feel like to hear yourself introduced as a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
It's happened so fast. You know, I'm down here in Nashville going to be ready to do a sit-down. I did this morning with Mike Vrabel for our show on Sunday. We're heading out to Kansas City for a 2-hour pregame show. And, you know, I think each day you wake up, you know, when it happens Saturday night, I mean, I came back home. It was about 12:30, 1 o'clock, and I sat there with my wife for about 10 minutes. I said, I got to go to bed because I got to do a show again tomorrow. We have the first game. So I had to get up and get ready for the show, and we talked a little bit about it and got home on Sunday night. And at that point, I had about 270 texts, and I said, I got to start returning some of these texts, and I've returned every one of them. It's taken me about 2 days to do that. And but every day you wake up, it resonates a little bit more, to be honest with you, Romy. It really does. And it's a pretty special award. It's very humbling. And when you sit back and think about the people that you're going to be in there with, it's a very, very unique award.
We're talking to Bill Cowher. He is a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame class. Bill, you mentioned your wife, V, which I want to get to in a minute. But in terms of the 270 texts, who are the types of people that you heard from?
Oh, my gosh. I got, because of my wife, V, Kenny Chesney, you know, Toby Keith, America, Jerry and Dewey, Old Dominion. So that's the music side of it. But then it's the players and the coaches and, you know, the people that worked with you, the friends we have from North Carolina, friends from Pittsburgh, friends from New York. You know, you almost just realize how, you know, I've been able to compartmentalize all these different little fragments of my life with I've had got great balance. I've got friends outside of football, friends inside of football, friends in music. It's been a really unique ride, to be quite honest, and it's been, you know, a joy. And then when you start seeing all the people that you realize, and you start seeing all the texts, and these are texts, most of these were texts that I have names on in my contacts. I'm like, wow, I haven't heard from this person in a while. And oh yeah, there's this person. And then there's certain threads that you have groups of people on. And I'm like, oh man. So it was a pretty daunting task. And then I got to the emails, and I go, and then some people like the email. So I had to do those people. And I'm like, so it was, it's just, you know what it is? It does sit back and make you reflect on all the relationships that you've had through the years. And when people can take joy in seeing something happen to you, it just makes you feel very special, very humbled that, you know, you have a part in someone's life that they're able to share that moment with you. And, you know, the players and coaches and that I coached and played with, it just, you know, every time I got, and I returned each one individually, and I never didn't sit there and paste a response to everybody. I did, because each one meant something different. And so, yeah, I almost enjoyed texting back than I did anything else, and recalling special little memories or stories that we had with each one of these people that I reflected. I didn't care how long it would take me for that text. So some of them took longer than others, and it was okay. They each were personalized, though.
Bill Cowher joining us. You know, Bill, this is so great. I love that notion about relationships. Like, when I was younger, sometimes I would hear that. It's all about the relationships. And I'd nod my head, Bill, but I'd be in the back of my head. I'd be thinking, sure, it's not. It's not about that. But as you get older and you mature and you evolve, that's exactly what that's about. It's all about the relationships. So I'm watching this, and I'm seeing this play out on the show, and the rest of the guys on the NFL Today break out T-shirts celebrating the moment. Now, I know, because I appear on that show, I know what the chemistry is like on that program. I know how much you all admire, like, and respect each other. This has been your team. Now, I know you want a team. Yeah. This has been your team for years now. How much did you enjoy sharing that moment with those people?
You know what? I was so happy to have shared it with them. To sit there with Boomer, JB, Nate, and Phil, Drew Kalisky, who's been our guy, man. You know, Drew knew Thursday. And I'm telling him, man, I'm talking to you on the phone. I'm telling you, like, I don't know anything. Don't ask me. He goes, okay, I want to ask you. He knew. I said, man, how could you do that? And so,
great.
But he pulled it off, and I said, you know, it's a family. I tell you, I love our CBS family. And certainly Sean and David and Tyler and Harold, and you know, it's a unique group of people that we all care for each other and we have fun. And what you see is real. It really is. And they didn't even tell anybody on. They didn't tell Boomer and Nate didn't even know. They had to tell Phil because he's doing the eye vision with me. But I only told him like 10 minutes before. So, because they all knew, like, listen, they're as good as I am, but I can't hold secrets either. And I didn't even tell my wife until like an hour before I got the award. They got her down there at the very last minute with my daughter because they know that they knew our family very well. We're very transparent. We're terrible with secrets. What you see is what you get. And you're right. I love those guys, and I couldn't imagine I've been any different outside of being on national TV. You know, that's the only thing I'm like, okay, this was not how it's supposed to be. It was like really weird seeing David Baker there. Like, okay, whoa, what is going on here? And, I'd come to closure, Rumi. I had talked to V that morning and said, listen, I'm okay not getting in. They had to vote Wednesday. You know, I would think I'd have heard something by now. And Pat Kerwin and Wayne Fiddleman, everybody, you know, they've done all this work. And Pat, have you heard anything? No. I said, you know what? I don't even want to know. I said, you know, I told V, I said, I don't think I'm getting in and I'm okay. I've got closure with this now. I said, you know, I had closure before and all of a sudden this finalist thing came up. Now it's like, oh, it's burned again. And like, I can get excited. And it's like, you know, I'm okay. I don't need to. And I go to the production meeting and you send out production meetings. I'm thinking Drew's going to ask, have you heard anything? And no one asked anything. I'm thinking, wow, kind of a respectful distance that they're going to give me. Like, okay, thank you. Like, just give me some time. If I had heard something, you'll hear from me. And then that happens. I'm like, wow, just the range of emotions that you go through in one time, in one day.
Talking to Bill Cowher, he is a Hall of Famer. I was going to say, Bill, so what about V and your daughter Megan? They were both there. What did it mean to share that moment with them?
You know what? It was really special. And it just reminds me of, like, you know, I said, V was there with Megan. And it's just like Kay was there with Megan when I won the Super Bowl. And that was my previous wife who passed away in 2010. And, you know, I just realized how much these women, my three daughters, how much they mean to me and how much perspective they've given me in my life, how much balance I have in my life because of them. And it was so great for them to be there. And the next day on the Top Show, Adam Schein read an Instagram message I got from Lindsay, and I just literally broke down. I just, you know, it meant so much. She's in Tokyo right now with her husband, Ryan Kelly. He plays for a Tokyo team in basketball. And, you know, I just, when we all come back together, Kay's smiling at Top just like my mom and dad are. You know, I grew up in Pittsburgh, and my coach went back there and coached. My parents, very proud people, and got a chance to see their grandkids growing up. And those are the three people that I wish could be there. But, you know, guys like Marty Schottenheimer and Dan Rooney, they helped mold who I am today. And, you know, for that, I will always be thankful.
Bill Cowher is my guest. And really quickly, Bill, I'm going to join you in Kansas City on Sunday for the NFL Today. I know people want your thoughts. If you've got a minute or so, what kind of thoughts do you have about the matchup on Sunday?
Contrast of styles. If you want to put it in the boxing terms, man, you got George Foreman going against Muhammad Ali. You know, you got George Foreman being the Tennessee Titans. They just want to get in there and don't run from me. And you look at the Muhammad, you know, fly like a butterfly, sting like a bee. That's going to be the Kansas City Chiefs. So this is the classic boxing matchup of two different styles of football teams. You know, Kansas City's going to be loud. It's going to be really loud. I coached there for 3 years. I know what it's going to be like. You know, it's hard not to pull for Andy in his 21st year. Is this as good a chance as he's going to have? Is this the best team he's had? But then you look at Mike Vrabel. I'm down in Nashville getting ready to do a sit-down. I did a sit-down with him this morning, actually, and, you know, it's going to show on Sunday. You know, I coach Mike. I've coached Mike his first 4 years out of Ohio State. We sat down and reflected a little bit on that time. When you get down with Mike, you're talking about a tough guy, a linebacker, makes every game personal. His team absolutely reflects who he is as a coach. It's just two classic styles of football, which makes our game great. There's no one way or cookie cutter way to doing it. These are two distinctly different styles of football clashing for a chance to play in the Super Bowl. I think it's going to be a great matchup.
I love the boxing analogy, Foreman and Ali, because as we all know, styles make fights. He is a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 2020, a studio analyst for the NFL Today. Bill Cowher, my guest. Bill, congratulations, sincerely. I really appreciate your thoughts. Looking forward to seeing you and all the guys coming up on Sunday. And congrats once again, Bill.
Thanks, Romy. Hey, listen, you, at least this time you don't have to go all the way to New York. We're going to meet you halfway in Kansas City.
I appreciate you doing that too, Coach. Thanks for looking out for me. It's great. See you then, Bill. Thank you. All right. Bye. Bill Cowher, congrats to the coach. He is such an amazing guy. Great to work with, and everybody loves him, and what a great